Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and as we do, I like to get with, if I can manage to make it happen, I like to get with Super Dave Harrington at least once a week. While I'm talking, and before I tell you anything, I was doing my daily show here locally in Greenville, South Carolina, and somebody called in to tell me how much they enjoy the Super Dave segments on Lock and Load.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Good to be liked.
Very cool.
Good to be liked, isn't it? It's always good to be liked.
Oh, it's always good to receive unsolicited, you know, feedback.
Sure. So, in your world, when you were in the military as a special operations guy, a lot of your stuff had to do with going out into communities, right? They would have thrown you out into communities, or for all I know, they did throw you out into communities, where you had to go in there and sort of become a support. Is that right?
You're going to have to narrow the field on that one, dude.
Okay, so...
Are you talking, like, in an operational manner?
Yes, yes.
I mean, I really don't want to get into legit operational...
Well, I'm not... we can be as vague as we can about it. I'm just talking about the concept.
The concept of supporting other units or other like units.
Other like units, communities, whatever it is, whatever your mission was, you'd be thrown into a role where you had to go out there and you were providing something. Yeah, yeah.
Interact with a civilian population.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Now, why would they find it, without getting into specifics, why would they find it necessary to introduce operators into the... What would lead to this? Would it be some sort of unrest, some sort of law breakdown in control or something? What would lead to this?
Okay. Well, I'm going to get on track with you first.
Okay.
What you're looking at and discussing is the application of special forces from a standpoint of looking at what's going on in an area of operations and how you choose to utilize your forces and resources, what you have available, and task them accordingly to interact within the area of operations to support the mission, the overall mission, right?
Not exactly. What I'm leading up to, what you're talking about is the solution to the problem. When you guys would be introduced to that...
You're talking about the problem?
I'm talking about the problem. What kind of a thing would you be looking at as you go in there? Why would you be going into having to interact with civilians? And I'm presuming it would either
civil
be...
Civil unrest.
Okay, there you go. Thanks. So,
civil unrest now, is the worst-case scenario.
Right. So, you have alluded many times to, in one of these situations where things just become chaotic, where it devolves into the haves and the have-nots.
Correct.
What do you make of all the panic buying we seem to see during the COVID pandemic? And I think you and I were still doing the show during the COVID pandemic, weren't we? Yeah. During the COVID pandemic, I mean, I talked to people today that are still using toilet paper they bought in 2020 during the COVID pandemic. And
I wouldn't doubt it.
The reason they told me that they did this is because the guys who harvested the trees, wherever that is, they were locked down and they were going to shut down the production of toilet paper. And, you know, so that meant that we had to go out and buy a truckload of toilet paper. There's one guy that still has 24 packs out of the 50 he bought in 2020. Now, going back to 2013, I don't know if you remember the details of this, but after Sandy Hook, they got out there, and Barack Obama thought he had the wind at his back, and Joe Biden, as his vice president, said, yeah, we're going to ban AR-15s and assault weapons. And then you couldn't find one of those things for a year. And if you found one, you'd find, like, the cheapest one made, and you had to pay $2,200 for it because of the price, supply, and demand. Ammunition, you couldn't find none of that for a year.
Right.
Why do you think that we as a society, because when we have one of these situations, now you live in Florida right now.
True.
But on your daily basis, you already have things in place ready to go in the event that something happens, no matter what it is. If you have to evacuate for a hurricane, if the zombie hordes come, if civil unrest begins, if, you know, you are set and ready to go, and you did it very quietly, and you're not panicking over any of it. What do you make of all of this reactive stuff we get whenever something comes out on the TV, and then they're like, oh my God, we got to go buy it all?
Well, let me put things into perspective for you.
Sure.
You can't really, well, hang on before I get my cart before my horses. you're always going to have these sets of circumstances transpire.
Right.
These circumstances, what you're describing, will always exist. Even from the perspective of the natural human life cycle. People die off in cycles, and they're raised up, and they become of age in cycles. And there's a lot of things that have to be relearned by the new humans coming online to carry the torch. You see what I mean?
I do.
So there's always going to be that which exists and must be relearned. Okay? Now, what freaks me out in respect to what you're describing is, and this is really dependent on if you have the time, energy, and resources, also known as having more money than what you know what to do with, you can build the facilities and stockpile munitions and foodstuffs for long-term storage and long-term survival across the spectrum of possible worst-case scenarios.
Right.
Right? But for your average bear, the reality is that we have massive civil unrest. People are going to die in droves. And you're going to be getting a lot of knee-jerk reactions. It's going to get crazy. And, you know, just hope you can survive it. This food chains, you know, survive and remain intact well enough to get by for some period of time. And it's just amazing to see how far things have deteriorated to this point in time. And things are kind of prepping. Things are kind of looking pretty bad. But it seems as if, I mean, where are the white hats? I mean, the good guys should be showing up pretty soon, right?
Indeed. Hang on a second, if you will. And before I start this, is Combat Speed back? Is the website back online yet?
Negative, Ghost Rider. That pattern is still closed.
Gotcha. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington. You can also find him on YouTube at Super Dave Harrington and on Instagram at SDave_Harrington. Talking to a guy who mastered chaos about what to do with everybody else when they descend into chaos. This is Lock and Load. We'll
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington, we're talking about the complete breakdown of society. And one of the things that I see is the complete breakdown. Well, like when COVID happened, what did you think about the way people reacted to COVID?
Wow. Just totally, I was kind of, man, that's a good question, man. Nobody's asked me that, how I felt about that. I was actually kind of stunned. I really had no words, because at first, you know, I called it for exactly what it was, which was a biological attack on our country.
Right.
Cut and dry. And I just kind of, you know, I had that mentality from the very beginning. So a lot of, you know, the less than actions that took place didn't really bother me, because it just didn't matter. None of it mattered.
Right.
They weren't treating it like a biological attack on our country, so therefore, really nothing mattered.
Well, they didn't have to get the result they wanted, though, did they?
Well, it was definitely a scheme. And, you know, one thing that anyone should never do is take their enemy for granted. You should know as much as possible about your enemy and the manner in which they choose to do things.
Right.
The people that are trying to undermine our country right now have been at it for quite some time. And frankly, if you want to take a look at what's going around, they've been kind of doing a pretty good job of it, because nobody's done anything about it yet.
Well, the thing that I took away from it is that for the less... See, one I'll tell you, you know the big difference between a military person and somebody who's never been in the military? In any way, no. Shape, or form. People in the military learned how to embrace misery.
Oh, yeah, you have to learn how to embrace the suck.
Yeah.
Because it's always going to suck more.
Yes. So, with that, you know, when and I agree with you, it was a biological attack, but because they knew the Chinese didn't want to kill us, they just wanted to bring down the economy a little bit and get rid of Trump. That was what they wanted to do. So what did they do? It brought down the economy, and they managed to help do their little part to get rid of Trump, because Trump wasn't, he was standing up to him. They didn't want that. He's bringing back all the businesses, you know, that we weren't going to be dependent on China if he was in charge. So that had to go. And but at the same time, they could get out there and claim that it was because a bat kissed a pangolin. And that's what caused all of this. It made the transfer to that. So we've been through all of that and everything. But what I took away from it was how easily everybody just gave up every right they had and just let themselves be locked into a room, into their house.
Right.
Now, with that mentality, let's say you and I are in close proximity. Something really bad happens. We know that, and when we say really bad, I say really bad to most people. For you and me, something really bad would be like a enemy tank coming over the horizon or something. That would be bad. But as far as the rest of it is concerned, like another pandemic, and this time they're really going to do this, and they're going to start patrolling around doing all these things. We would just look at, how would you look at that? I would look at this as, okay, a guerrilla operation is about to emerge from this on our part.
Absolutely. Well, you're asking me what I would think if I saw a tank rolling over the horizon?
Yeah.
Well, I'd be thinking pretty much nothing more than it's a target that needs to be eliminated.
Molotov time.
However it works, bro. I'm not going to divulge my tactics.
Understood.
Over the radio.
I understand. But for everybody else, they simply, and it still happens today, don't you? When you're driving around, do you ever see somebody with the windows up and a mask on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think about that. How do you really get the point across when you say that you have nothing for people like that?
Well,
just imagine what kind of thought process, if any, can be going on within that brain housing group.
I don't know. It seems like it's ruled by fear.
I don't know.
It seems like it's ruled by fear and suggestion. And that's the other
thing. You got to admit, it is worth the good laugh when you see it.
It is, but I mean, when the one thing that I was in a Walmart when this was going on,
mm-hmm.
and I got the vaccine. Did you get the vaccine?
Negative.
Okay, I got the vaccine because I actually had it right after a SHOT Show.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you what, I didn't want to have it again. Now at the time,
You got sick from the vaccine?
No, I didn't get sick from the vaccine. I had COVID.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It hurt. And it hurt for a month. And I didn't want to go through that again, right? I mean, what I do for a living is not like I'm digging ditches. So I had to be available to talk, and I couldn't even get up off the couch. So I took the vaccine. But then after I took the vaccine, at that point I said, I've taken the vaccine, no more masking, and I don't care how close you get to me. Because the virus is going to be a virus, and it's going to do what it's going to do, and there's no amount of hiding we can do from it.
Right.
And plus I had already had it, and I felt like I had a little bit of built-in resistance to it. Now I had a vaccine, too, so I was double resistant. I felt good. And I would have people at Walmart and everything looking at me and saying, you're going the wrong way down the lane. And I'd just be sitting there going, I'm going to have to get into a fist fight with some old person because they are angry because I'm walking in an opposite direction that they think I should be walking in based upon what they think this is. And thankfully that never happened, but,
Well, I had a little funny incident, of course.
I tell you what.
It was
hold on to it. Hold on to it. We got a break coming up. I want to hear the funny all incident. Right. Super Dave. You can find Super Dave. And some of the things you can find on Instagram, like sometimes Super Dave will show you a guitar riff, which is cool. And sometimes, lately, the other day, he had something up of a drumstick. Somebody sent him a drumstick that was laser engraved. That's cool. For somebody, a musician, to get something like that, that's a cool thing. And he shares that with you on a daily basis in addition to his actual being able to hit a guitar pretty hard. Or he might show you his draw stroke. Or he might show you some of his cats or one of his getaway vehicles. He's got so much stuff going on, it's hard to pin him down. He's just like a Renaissance man. So go check him out at Dave Harrington on Facebook or Super Dave Harrington and SDave_Harrington on Instagram and on YouTube, of course, he is. Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Former Trump attorney John Eastman is out on bond after surrendering to police as part of the 2020 election interference case in Georgia. Eastman responded to reporters' questions outside the jailhouse.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No.
No question. No question in my mind.
Eastman is one of former President Trump's 18 co-defendants facing criminal charges. Hawaii officials are warning the death toll in Lahaina could rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one on Monday and now stands at 115. As of Monday night, all destroyed single-story homes have been searched for remains. The effort is now shifting to multi-story structures. Taco Bell and other fast food chains could switch to digital-only sales. That's according to The Hill, which reports parent company Yum Brands said in an earnings call this month that it plans to move to to 100% digital sales at its restaurants, which also include Pizza Hut and KFC. John Schaefer, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and we have the pleasure of talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, and we're talking about what when things unravel and everything. Now, if this were to actually happen, do you already know of any veterans in your area that you might get together with and maybe try to do something cohesive?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
sure have. That's almost an unwritten rule.
Yeah.
You know, unspoken rule. We know who we are. But, you know, the incident that I was going to describe,
yeah,
that I was thinking was kind of funny. Having thought about it over the break, I kind of realized it might not be that funny for some people.
Well, tell me anyway. I might.
But I got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Check this out. Now, I'm saying this from total immunity of never having taken an immune shot, nor having ever had COVID.
Okay.
I was completely unaffected by, other than, you know, having to wear the mask and all the stupidity stuff.
Yeah.
Now, dig this. I go into, Walgreens, I think it was, and this elderly lady, bless her heart, was trying to do the right thing at the right time every time. I don't hold it against her. But as I chose my place in line, I guessed I might have been a little too close to her. That was her perception. And I was not wearing a regulation mask. I was wearing, you know, a bandana. As a matter of fact, it was an American flag bandana. And so this little old lady takes it upon herself to take me to school in respect to maintaining the proper distances and wearing the proper medical gear, proper mask, and wearing it as designed. And I'm like, look, lady, that's all fine and good, but you're holding up the line. Turn around, take a look. You're next. Go. And bless her heart, she started crying. And I kind of looked around, and people were looking at me. And, dude, I just started giggling. I couldn't help myself.
Sure.
You know, I thought it was funny. And then I kind of skipped around her and went and checked out the split.
Yeah.
I didn't wait to see, you know, I wanted to get out of there before it turned into anything else. But I had never in my wildest imagination thought that I would elicit that type of response out of her. She must have been, and I got to thinking about it, you know, it's very hard on the older people that, you know, survived the pandemic. Because, you know, their nerves were rattled.
Sure.
You know, and just with the uncertainty of everything, it had to be extremely, much more psychologically harder on the elderly than the younger folks.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm looking at right now. This is where my biggest issue comes up with the way things are going here in these United States. They've got a lot of things that they want to, like, they want to do away with certain gas-powered stuff as they do away with fossil fuel altogether, right? Now, you and I have learned how to exist without hot water on tap, for example. Now, how difficult is that going to be for the average bear to live with that?
Yeah, but, man, I got to bust you out, bro.
Okay, bust
me out. We're talking about the entire world having to shift gears for a very small percentage of rich people that want it their way.
Right.
Well, you can't have it your way. You might be able to buy it your way to an extent.
Right.
In your world may support that. But you want to come out into the world and start telling other people what's what, just because you think you can, you got another thing coming.
Right.
Do a little Judas Priest on you.
Judas Priest.
Real quick.
Yeah.
You got another thing coming.
Well, that's the way I look at it. But here's the thing. This is the thing. When you look at what they've got going on, and you take all these things into consideration, all these things that they want to do, if they actually go to the as far as they want to press them, this ends up killing people. It'll start with the elderly, like you're talking about. We got people out there right now in government that think sexualizing children is cool, and they're getting them to do things like change their gender, which is not even really a thing. And then the suicide rate of those children that change their gender that way, the transition, is astronomically high. And everything just leads to death. And I, you know, at some point I see some sort of an action occurring where there's some sort of an uprising due to it. And I'm just trying to figure out in my mind's eye how that's going to look and what that's going to be like. But
I'm going to take a I can swag it for you, man.
Swag it for me.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's going to look similar to the Crusades.
All right, we're going to go back that far.
Ultimately, what we're talking about here is good and evil.
Yes, yes.
And it's not going to take very much longer for this entire facade that they have propped up to fall down, and they start attacking Christians outright. And Christianity is going to become the target of the left. And then things are going to get pretty tight.
Where do you think that leads? Do you think there's enough veterans out there, capable veterans, to mount a serious counter to whatever might come up?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I believe, you know, everybody, you know, wants to think in terms of, well, civil war and blah, blah, blah. Well, even if it got to that extent, it would take quite some time for the lines to settle down.
Well, I mean, would there even be lines? Wouldn't it be it'd be almost like the old Airland battle doctrine, that series of circular battlegrounds occurring around each other? Wouldn't it?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's very realistic that model would stand up. But I don't think it's going to come to that.
Okay.
I think there will be enough good citizens of this country get organized and regain control of our government and reinstitute our American way of life.
Right. Well, we're going to have to get back to a constitutional form of government, but all this other stuff that's going on right now, as I look at it, and I'm going to have to give something away. We'll do this in the next segment, though. We'll do this in the next segment just because it's funny. I thought this was funny. And when I bring it up, just remember this. I thought it was funny what happened yesterday. So that's just all you got to remember. So talking to Super Dave Hamilton. Yeah. And, of course, if you're interested in what Super Dave has going on, well, there's a variety of ways to check him out. You can go to Facebook and find him a couple of different ways. Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington. We've been talking about the dissolution and the devolvement of society and everything else. Now, you are a learned man, and being a military guy where you're at the level that you were, I would imagine there's a degree of psychological insight that you bring whenever you're looking at something, because you have to sort of figure out a bunch of things really on the fly, right?
True.
When you look at the way society is today, do you see a non-kinetic way for it to correct itself?
Whoa, man. Ask me that again.
So, you know, in the sense that, like right now, we are as far away from a constitutional way of life as can be.
Right.
Right. We have given so much stuff to the Ukrainians, which I don't actually think we even have a dog in that fight, to be honest with you. We've given so much ammo to them that we're running low. We have sucked so much of our petroleum reserves out of the SPR. And it's not as simple as putting these things back, because they're in a salt cave. And it deteriorates. Every time there's free space, a little bit of it falls in. So once you suck it out of there, once you take it out of there and actually put it out there into it, it's very hard to put it back in. And it's actually only been filled up twice. Trump did it, and some other president did it prior to him. So, you know, I don't even know why you have that. But everything that we have, and plus they're in the background, and you probably haven't heard this, but they're about to put something in place where if a foreign country can look at an American company, and if they haven't been taxed enough, France could levy a tax on an American company. This is what everything is being done to the United States right now today. And the problem is that when the Republicans get in there, they don't do anything bad. They just don't do anything to change things back. They just leave it as is, and they're like, well, we're just not going to do any of that anymore, and that's what makes us better. So I look at it, and I'm saying to myself, there is no gradual, peaceful way to bring it back. I kind of think we may be entering one of those things that the Founding Fathers foresaw.
I wouldn't doubt it. And I wouldn't discount it, because even the people, and there probably are a few, that are thinking, well, it doesn't have to come to that, or we can avoid that, or we need to avoid that, if at all possible, their mind is not in the right place.
Right.
What it should be is, and what I would like to think it is there is a plan in place to restore our government. and it's being looked at extremely hard, and it very well may need to be executed. I don't see it as being something you can be halfway about.
Right.
You can't. There's no such thing as, well, we're just going to do a little bit of violence. You know, it's got to be thorough. It's got to be complete. So, and it's, there's a lot of levels. Yeah, there's a lot of levels. It's a complex problem.
It is.
This is not a, this isn't just a United States problem. This is a world problem.
Well, a lot of countries, yeah.
There's people that, like this John Soros dude, is that his name?
George Soros.
George Soros.
Yes, sir.
I apologize for messing his name up. I don't know exactly where he lives, but I understand it's somewhat of a fortress. And for what that guy has, and I just have very little knowledge of his involvement in things, but in my mind, in my military mind, what he has already done in support of the degradation of our way of life makes him a military target.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I have wondered out loud when this, you know, when there's going to be something where they look at him and regard him as a high value target versus just a guy with a lot of money.
Well, I'm thinking he'd be on the first thing smoking, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Me too. Me as well. I mean, some of the stuff he's done, the degradation you're talking about is that in the bigger cities now, there is no crime. But there's lots of crime. And the people that live there don't get to carry a gun. Even though...
Well, it's all engineered, bro. It's all engineered. And frankly, people that allow themselves to be manipulated and controlled,
right,
like a lot of people are. I mean, it's so hard to have anything negative to say about it because, you know, look at the Europeans. I mean, they've been abused since the beginning. You know, they've been ruled or, you know, fought over or manipulated for hundreds and thousands of years. They don't know what it is to be free. But I guarantee you, if you gave them a taste of it, they'd fight for it.
Well, when you say that, and that's interesting too, because you look at people today in a life, this is all they've known, right? And we exist,
right,
pretty much in a surveillance state. We exist in a state now where Bank of America gives away information on you if they think it's warranted, and they'll give it to the FBI, and the FBI will come and visit you, right? For just the most mundane of things, like going to a PTA meeting, and or if you bought, right, a gun, and you know, you have your phone companies sharing all of your information. So the very much a surveillance state where Big Brother's constantly watching us, and a lot of people are used to that. This is all they've ever known. They don't understand what freedom really is. They don't understand that I don't know that they'd be able to handle it, because they're constantly being spoon-fed just enough information to make them happy, and they don't get that part. They may be willing to acknowledge that they have been fooled, but they don't, you know, they'd rather be fooled than acknowledge that they've been fooled. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I don't know. It remains to be seen. I mean, I'll tell you this. I feel bad for the world when our generation, yours and mine, passes away. I feel bad for them.
Hmm. Which, can you narrow that down?
So we've existed. We've existed.
Which generation?
Well, you know, we're you and I are on the tail end of the baby boomers.
Right.
The people born in the 60s, right?
Correct.
So we're on the tail end.
You're talking about which generation are you?
All of them. Everything, the millennials, Gen Z, everything that comes after Gen Z, because you and I existed in a world without an internet, without a Facebook, without mobile phones. We existed in on a summer where our parents would kick us out of the house and make us play all day in 105-degree heat, lock us out, tell us it was beautiful, and we'd go out there and we'd play all day and have a big time.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't say... let me say this about children.
Yeah.
Well,
you got to say it quick. We're about to run out of time.
Yeah, I've not been fortunate enough to raise my own children.
Right.
But I wouldn't raise them much different than I was raised.
Well, no.
You know what I mean?
No, me neither. But and my two sons, to their credit, my two sons are absolutely... They are rabidly independent and deadly. They're both gun carriers and, I mean, absolutely cool. Deadly. Listen... I've enjoyed this conversation, as always, whenever I have an organic, ever-evolving conversation with Super Dave. That's always fun for me. And Robert in Greenville, this one is for you. He'll be listening to this later, so we'll throw that little shout-out. You'll be hearing from Super Dave next week. Thank you for taking the time to join me, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Be safe.
Oh, yeah, always. Hour number two is inbound. Always check out Super Dave at Super Dave Harrington and Dave Harrington on Facebook, SDave_Harrington at Instagram, and Super Dave Harrington on YouTube. Look for the website to come online soon or sooner or later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.